Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
19-2, Brewers get the victory. Welcome back, Gene Wagner, Plumbing Postgame Show, Tim Allen. And, well, there was a little bump in the road there. As happy as I was getting the Brewers' victory, I felt bad for one young Cam View in this one. We've been talking about it. So we did a little dig, and it didn't take long for us to hook up with from DK Pittsburgh Sports and a member of the Baseball Writers Association, Alex Stump. Alex, hey, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate you jumping on. I was having a chat with Rob Beer Temple yesterday on another show, and we were talking about the Pirates in general, and Derek Shelton. I've been a fan of his, and I don't know how they feel in Pittsburgh, but I've been a fan of his up until today. 56 pitches for Cam View. How does one justify that? And again, thanks for jumping on.
Oh, happy to come on here. Yeah, Shelton said post game that it was a situation that the Pirates were going to position players after Cam View, which, given how that game was going, yeah, that's probably the right call to go. Yeah. But he really didn't want to get two innings out of position players, and he was waiting for someone to get that first out. He saw O'Neill Cruz drop a ball. He was like, well, he can get a guy out. And he said, you know, point blank, that, you know, that last hitter was going to be the last hitter that he faced. You know, if he didn't get that first out before he reached pitch 50, he would have taken it out. But just take little bits and pieces of how absurd a sentence that is, actually, though. Like, wow. If you don't get the first out by pitch 50, we're going to – you know, go to position players afterwards. Like, I don't think there is a good answer that you could give for that, but that's what he said.
Okay. Alex, have you seen this at all? You know, I've been doing this show now 17 years and been in radio 33-ish. And, you know, I've never seen this. Certainly in focusing on Brewers baseball, it hasn't happened against or for the Brewers, but just around baseball, have you seen this recently at all?
Well, for the Pirates, this is the most a pitcher has ever thrown in an inning since, you know, they started tracking it in 1988. So
yeah.
For the Pirates, literally, no. But, I mean, every once in a while we see like a 40-ish, maybe 50-pitch inning, but like it's usually a starting pitcher who's built to go longer in general. And, you know, they don't let it get to that point in a lot of cases. I don't know. I do feel bad for Cam View, who just didn't have his stuff and had to pay for it. And Pirates calling up Bryce Wilson tomorrow, and man, he might be the guy who gets sent down to Indy after that.
Yeah, and that makes it even worse. Yeah, the back and forth. But, you know, I did too, and I thought it was I just felt for him as much as, you know, I want the Brewers to win and all that, but I just felt for him. Do you know at all in your chats and your coverage of Derek Shelton, has he ever mentioned that he is for or against the pitch clock? Because to me, it would seem inconsistent if he would be against it and the justification would be arm health for pitchers.
I don't think it's been broached with him. I know, just chats with a couple people in the organization, some of them, you know, high ranking in the pitching development side, they're very pro for the pitch clock, but I don't think we've gotten Shelton's two cents on it.
Yeah. Just, hey, I appreciate you jumping on here just spontaneous like this. That's pretty cool. And if anything pops up, anything pops up in Pittsburgh, we'll hit you up again. But I just thought this was a fascinating kind of situation. 56 pitches, one inning. It's almost unheard of. But we'll watch your stuff. And you want to throw your Twitter handle out there? I know you got quite the following, Alex.
Yeah, I'll take the free press. It's at Alex J. Stumpf on Twitter. And I write for DK Pittsburgh Sports if you guys ever want to check out what's going on with the Pittsburgh Ball Club.
Yeah, excellent. Alex, again, much appreciated. Good luck, man.
Thanks.